News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A controversial new Texas immigration law will be kept on hold. According to a ruling of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel in New Orleans ruled 2-1, denying Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling which found the Lone Star State's SB 4 unconstitutional. The law would allow Texas state and local officers to arrest people they suspect to be in the country illegally. The Biden administration has sued, claiming the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. A longtime U.S. senator from Connecticut has died.
Longtime former Connecticut Senator Democrat Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away as the result of a fall. Lieberman, the first Jewish American nominated to a major party's presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in the year 2000.
There are some people who might actually call Al's selection of me an act of chutzpah. To be honored to be a major party candidate for the vice presidency.
USA's Laura Winters, a West Point cadet, dead in Florida. Now police investigations underway. Officers say 21-year-old Haven Morris of California was reported missing in Fort Lauderdale Saturday night. Divers found his body in a local waterway 2 days later. Initially, police said it appeared to be an accidental drowning, but an investigation continues. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border remains suspended. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling that deemed SB 4 unconstitutional. Texas public safety officials have said the law would only allow officers to arrest those they see crossing the Rio Grande. Inflation and price hikes continue to weigh heavily on businesses, with one discount chain also announcing a new price increase. USA's Laura Winters.
You're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming $1.50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle.
Donald Trump is extending a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race through a post on Truth Social. Trump labeled Kennedy as the most, quote, radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump said he believes RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. In a gesture of reconciliation in Florida, the governor and Mickey Mouse are declaring a ceasefire. Disney and a committee led by Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement with the goal of resolving all litigation between them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.